I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Kids who survived the earthquake in Nepal are especially at high risk. With most security personnel involved in rescue and recovery efforts, it's easy for traffickers to scoop up the kids and sell them into the sex trade. India partner Sarah Sparks.
The need is so immense right now. This is almost a great opportunity for these people that are traffickers, where they prey on these women that are so desperate for any sort of help.
India Partners has a Christ-centered safe house for trafficked women and children. Find details at our website. As tornadoes ravaged the United States last week, one Christian organization is bringing assistance. The Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma has around 80 trained workers providing relief in the wake of the May 6 storms. They're removing debris and serving meals to victims, creating opportunities to share their faith. Pray that those affected would be open to the gospel and have their physical needs met. Help fund relief efforts by visiting missionnews.org. And the reconciliation and restoration of Kenya continues. The deadly election riots of 2007 revealed deep tribal hostilities. A new constitution in 2010 led to a coalition government, but trust wasn't a part of it. Global Advance's David Shibley says they came in with a different message. Church leaders from different tribes forgave each other. Then the massacre at Nairobi University in Garissa last month.
Kenya is now coming together in a real response. I saw these pastors recommit to evangelism itself and to the proclamation of the gospel.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century has four big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are and help you tackle them. Get your copy of the new white paper explaining these four trends and what you can do about them. Follow the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.